Hi, my name is Chiara Shakia. I'm the FM Domestic Manager here at Real Sarri Hospital. I work for Compass Group in Medirest. As we can introduce, this is Mia. It's a robot, so it's an innovation for my department. It does like to maintain the public areas and to maintain the hospital in the safest, cleanless, doesn't need no chemicals. It's just like basically works with the tablet when we can set up on the speed of the cleaners. So it doesn't hover, it just maintains and speeds like maintaining the floor cleans, and it easily can be placed on the corridors, toilets, public areas, and A&E, emergency assessment units, so it just in case like maintaining the cleanliness and the high rate for the NHS standards in England.
So you still have actual human cleaners as well working alongside Mia?
Well, we do have, yeah, but I will say that Mia does a great job, so it's really helpful, and it's just helping. It does the function like a person, like a housekeeper does, but it's just maintaining the standards for the NHS Standard England.
Oh, you want to hear my rap? I'm kind of just a beginner, so you can tell me if it sounds good.
How long has Mia been here at this hospital?
So this has been for 5 years. So yeah, it's one of the new innovations, and which all the Medirest has like different robots. So we've got this in Mia does cleaning, but then we've got also other robots, and they do hoovering and different kind of speciality. But yeah, it's been really great part of team of the work.
Brilliant. And I gather one of these will be quite expensive. So I mean, how is it sort of funded?
So yeah, it was quite expensive, and it was like £40,000. So yeah, it is. It was really expensive, but worth it. Yeah. We all proud, and it's quite nice having me as a part of the team.
I love the fact it seems Humpty Dumpty as well. I mean,
yeah, as you can see, it does smile, talk, so he's a friend as well, and it does sing some songs just to entertain our team in the meantime, so we can have fun.
Yeah, absolutely, a lot of fun. And so, is it able to find its way around all the sort of corridors and do what it needs to do? And how does that work?
So yeah, we've got, as I was explaining, the tablet. So the team, we need to impose, so we've got the maps, which we can basically impose the location. And yeah, so we just like, it's quite easy. We've got some password, like just to log in. And then we just put like what is going to be the location, the area. For example, let's say from these corridors of Red West Wing until at the corner. And then the robot will know all the maps and the circle to follow.
Okay. And does it? If it's obstacles and things like that, does it deal with that? You know, people walking about and...
Of course, it does have sensors. Then it means like if someone is coming through, walking through, then it does stop and then prioritize the walking through of our patients.
So is this something you think we're going to see more of across the NHS in hospital up and down the country? As sort of
yeah, of course. Yeah, I think so. As I said, it's been for a long time already with us, and we're really happy with the functions. And yeah, so I'm sure other sites will be having the same, and they will have the same positive feedback as I am.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, it's really nice to meet Mia. just talking to a robot, it's brilliant. I love it.
Thank you. It was lovely to meet you
Amber,
too. Thank you.
That's so boring. But I do want to become the friendliest scrubby bot there.